97% of the time, the blood inside a newborn baby's umbilical cord is thrown away after the cord is cut. But if a new mom opts to save her baby's cord blood, its stem cells can actually be used to reconstitute an immune system for someone who has cancer or any one of 80 different life-threatening diseases.
Including many malignancies like leukemia and lymphoma, blood disorders like sickle cell anemia and thalassemia, immunodeficiencies, and metabolic diseases like Hurler's, Krabbe, many situations where there are no other medical options.
Charis Ober is the executive director of the Save the Cord Foundation here in Arizona, and she's helping to organize a conference taking place this weekend about all of this, along with the University of Arizona's College of Medicine and the Arizona Public Cord Blood Program. I sat down with her recently to talk more about that program and new developments in how cord blood is collected and how it can be used.
The Arizona Public Cord Blood Program was established in 2011, and to date, in fact, this week, we have had 47 cord blood transplants. That means 47 people around the world that had no other medical option were given the gift of life by an expectant mom who was asked, "Would you like to donate your baby's cord blood?" It's collected about 5 minutes after the birth of the baby. We have about a 44-hour window to process and cryopreserve these cells, and they can be kept for an indefinite period of time. We know that because we've been saving these cells now for over 30 to 35 years. And I also want to make a point that these cells are uncontroversial. There are no religious, ethical, moral, or political issues at all. It's strictly after birth waste that can be recycled, repurposed to save or change a life.
So what is that process like when you're going to the hospital? How do you find out that you can donate your cord blood to this bank?
Right. Well, first of all OBGYNs in our state should be telling their moms that there's an option. There are two options. They can privately or family bank and keep those cells just for the child and their family, or they can participate in a program like the Arizona Public Cord Blood Program and donate their baby's umbilical cord blood. Hopefully they would hear about it from their birth educator or get information at their physician's office, which we are disseminating across the state to all OBGYN offices.
So why should people donate to this? Is it a difficult sell for women?
You can donate because it's free and it helps others. Many times, cord blood is the best or only hope for a cure for many patients. And many families think, well, you know, if someone's sick in my family, surely somebody will match me. But sick patients looking for a match in their own family only have a 2 in 7 chance of finding a match.
Right. So if you donate to the public cord blood bank, you can also benefit from it in the future.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you said 80 different diseases. This is how common is it that stem cells from umbilical cord blood is used in those patients' treatment?
It's becoming more and more common. And we've known about bone marrow transplants. Cord blood is actually a younger, more naive, very plastic type of cell. It's only as old as the baby, where bone marrow is as old as the individual that we're harvesting it from. So say we have a 40-year-old person that is a match, we would harvest it from them, but those cells are 40 years old. And they've been, you know, they may have been subjected to all sorts of environmental things or, you know, whatever that individual does in their lifetime, where these umbilical cord blood stem cells are fresh and free and pristine, and they are just as old as the baby.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about some of the research around this and how it can be used.
There are so many different opportunities to use these cells. There are so many different clinical trials out there looking at children that have had neurological damage at birth via stroke, children with cerebral palsy. There have been two clinical trials looking at using a child's own umbilical cord blood stem cells for autism. There is a clinical trial in Australia going on right now looking at type 1 diabetes using a child's own umbilical cord blood stem cells. There is a spinal cord injury clinical trial that is soon to be underway at Rutgers University, where they're using donated umbilical cord blood stem cells for individuals that have spinal cord injuries. And so what's kind of cool about that is a public bank like the one we have in Arizona one day could be used to treat literally hundreds and thousands of individuals that had no other medical option before. And we even know that cord blood could potentially be used to treat HIV.
So this is potentially life-saving on multiple fronts.
Many, many. I can only imagine what the content is going to be like in 3 to 5 years, because the power of this science, the power of these cells are accelerating so quickly. You know, initially there were just a few clinical trials, and now there are literally hundreds of clinical trials, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. We're collecting umbilical cord blood. So we're really seeing a whole new cellular platform for umbilical cord blood that I think is going to touch the lives of so many people.
All right. Sharice Ober is the executive director and founder of Save the Cord Foundation. Sharice, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.